changes on screen, the living audio beneficial collaboration becomes available. This station
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast. Here are your hosts, Cam and Kobe.
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast, the only place for prepping, survival, and entertainment. We are your hosts, Cam and Kobe. We're here to bring survival goodness direct to your ear holes.
I like it.
You do. I don't know why you say that every time, but you do.
So professional.
Yeah, I know. What's going on, Cameron?
Well, today's episode, we're going to be talking about all those many subscription boxes.
Yeah.
There's a ton out there, and we're hoping to give you some tips on what ones to get, maybe.
There's many, and this episode scares us really bad.
Yeah.
It's something we've wanted to talk about, but...
I know, it's not like, whoa, cool.
I got to listen to this episode, bro. Yeah, no, it's not one of those.
Improvised weapons to kill, that sounds...
Yeah, anyways, so if just don't unsubscribe because of this one episode, okay?
No.
Just don't do it.
You need it, though. You need this education.
Yeah, what else are we doing? What else?
We're going to review a few boxes.
A whole bunch,
well.
Actually.
Yeah, we got a lot of different products to review. Mm-hmm. We won't do it very... boring like we've done in the past.
No,
we're gonna make it so much more exciting.
Yeah, you're gonna be hanging on the edge of your seat. This bad boy.
You'll be anticipating each item.
Yeah.
Oh, yes!
And what's next? And what's next? And what's next? Oh, it's a knife!
Oh, I need to pause it.
Yeah. So anyways, we're doing that. We got all the same.
Yeah. We got a new table.
Yeah, we do have a new table today. We have upgraded from Walmart TV trays.
To Lowe's low-grade quality table.
Low-grade quality table. My gosh.
Yep.
So we're high class here.
Yep.
Hey, but first, today's podcast is brought to you by TacPack, the only monthly tactical subscription box with useful professional-grade stuff inside. Get 10% off your first TacPack when you use code CASUALPREPPERS at TacPack.com. Join the thousands of satisfied subscribers today. 10% off with code CASUALPREPPERS, and we will be talking about TacPack quite a bit today.
We will.
So please go see our friends at TacPack. They got some goods, and you're gonna like their goods.
You will like their goods.
Absolutely. So
you can save 10%, right?
10%. I mean, good lord. Hey, Cam.
Yes.
Listener reviews starts now.
So this one, I showed you the other day. It's very short. It's very sweet. Gets right to the point.
Yeah.
And I was a little worried I wasn't going to be able to read this because at first he had us as a 4-star.
He did.
And I was like, whoa, bro.
I know. I was like,
I wanted to read this, but I couldn't. So, so this is from Donovan Tollison on Facebook. It's a Facebook review. You can review us on Facebook, guys. He says, great show. He's starting off very fantastic. I like the very beginning of his review, Cam. I like how it starts.
Great show.
And then he goes, let's see you talk junk when you bring your wives on the show. End of review.
I know.
That's all he said.
Great show.
Do we talk that much junk on our wives?
I don't know. Maybe.
Do we?
I don't think so.
I don't feel like
I
talk
scream
that much.
My podcast when I let her listen. I'm like,
you're like, oh, this part's really good. Oh, this part
part's
sucks.
Like really boring. And I just like jump.
You fast forward through stuff.
Why did you skip like 15 minutes?
Ah, don't worry about it.
It's a really boring review. You will not like it.
You're not gonna want to hear that. So, thank you, Donovan Tollison.
Yeah.
Thank you for changing your review to 5 stars so we can use it on the podcast.
Yep. I got in trouble though.
You did?
Last night. Remember? I showed my wife part of one of our podcasts.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, she's like, oh, I need to listen to you guys' podcast more. And like the part that I jumped to, of course, I swore.
Oh, you were using cuss words.
I used profanity.
Yeah. She doesn't enjoy it that much.
She didn't. She's like, ugh, you guys are using that.
That's awesome.
And I'm like, we don't swear that much. If we do, I'm sorry.
I'm not really sorry. I mean, I'm sorry, but
I mean,
I'm not
I try
sorry.
To be cleaner about it.
Yeah, because there could be kids listening.
I probably don't have the best mouth in the world. Kobe knows that.
You got a birdie mouth, boy.
It's like really nice. It's like the form.
Yeah.
The hair doesn't encroach too much on the lip.
Social media shout out.
I'm sorry I kind of jumped the gun on you there, but...
Okay, I'll just... Next time, I'll just stop.
Social media shout out. I'd like to talk about at @textbook_survival on Instagram.
Sounds like
this what?
Sounds like some, yeah, okay.
It sounds like what? If you were ever on Instagram or Facebook, you would know this. But they are a very fantastic.
How am I supposed to get on them?
No, don't. They are a fantastic account to follow on Instagram. Ran by Missy. She's really cool. She actually just started listening to the podcast, which is awesome.
So you're amazing.
Missy, if you're listening, you make very good choices, Missy.
Artie, right away,
yeah,
I like you.
I know, right away. But anyways, she really does have some really good information on there. Tons of different survival, medical, all sorts of stuff. So go follow.
What does she do?
Huh?
What does she do?
I'm not exactly sure.
Okay.
She posts really cool stuff on Instagram.
That's all that matters.
That's all. Yeah, that's all that matters.
I just wondered if she was like, you know.
Yeah. Like what?
You know, like an emergency helicopter pilot. Like,
oh, that's like possible. I guess
an air medic or something.
An air medic? I was wondering.
I just was wondering what she was doing. I just wanted to know.
Maybe she's a dairy farmer. We don't know.
I doubt it because she wouldn't be doing any social media.
You don't think so?
Trust me.
Dairy farmers don't do social
media.
We don't. You're not a dairy farmer
anymore. Not
anymore.
I wish I were.
You can't call yourself a dairy farmer.
I grew up a dairy farmer.
You did.
But.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I broke out of that. Still call you milk boy once in a while. I know how to touch the teat.
I know how to touch your teat with
I've with had my care. Hands on more teats than... Okay. Enough
of that. You're already doing the voices? Oh, my gosh.
It's going to be a long one.
Really quickly, we had a giveaway going on for the past few weeks with Personal Solar Light. Cam, did you know that?
I did know that.
You did? Okay.
Good. I remember you telling me that.
Yeah. And I have a winner.
How did it go?
It went fantastically. Everybody was really excited about it.
Good.
Yeah, you missed out on a whole lot of cool things. So we have a winner now. And we're now going to announce the winner.
Do it.
And the winner is, can I have a drum roll? Corey Rollins from Facebook. So Corey, will you please send us a message? Because you won.
Good job, Corey.
You've won your very own personal solar light. Oh. It's a solar light, and it's personal.
And it's
this time it's personal. That's what it sounds like.
You'll like it, though. Those are sweet, seriously.
Yeah, they are fantastic. Can you talk for a minute? I got to take a drink.
Okay. It's a rough life for Kobe. You got the diabetes.
No, my freaking throat is really dry with this cold.
Better not be sore. I don't
know. No, it's not sore.
I don't.
It's not sore.
Okay.
So there we are. Thank you for everybody for doing the things you do. And we're now going to move on. All right.
It's a mad, mad world.
So.
Go ahead.
You want me to go?
Yeah, because mine is pretty stupid.
Okay. Cam's is stupid as always.
It is.
And I will.
I don't know about this section of the podcast. It's not my favorite.
Isn't it?
No.
I've had several people say that they'd love this section.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Anyways, I don't know if you guys have been paying attention to what's happening down
here.
Paying?
He said paying attention.
Well,
it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense when you say paying.
All right.
What's been going on down in Georgia? Because they have been having.
Devil went down.
Devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for soul and steel. Now we're going to have to pay for that. Gosh dang it.
That's true.
Nobody tell Charlie Daniels that we sang a song on the podcast, please.
Pretty good job of it.
Yeah. So they've been having some tornadoes recently, and they've been pretty dang bad. I was reading an article for Fox News. It said, Georgia ramped up a state of emergency Monday as crews organizing the cleanup from the weekend's deadly storms begged for additional aid. And you know if they're begging for aid that there's people that don't have what they need. They didn't prepare. Right, Cam? I mean, they just didn't.
Yes.
So this is kind of the reason we talk about this. Governor Nathan Deal expanded...
Oh.
Huh?
Oh, Nathan?
Nathan. Oh, Nate. Governor Nathan Deal expanded his emergency declaration. So he did declare a state of emergency to include 9 additional counties in southern Georgia. The declaration frees up state resources to assist storm victims. The storms killed at least 20 people. That's a bad deal. Whoa.
That is
most of them in Georgia. The National Weather Service said a survey team concluded Monday that a tornado left a path of destruction a half a mile wide in parts of Albany.
That's insane.
Freaking a half a mile wide. So they said it was an F2 tornado, which really isn't that bad when it comes to tornadoes, but that's 111 to 135 mile an hour wind.
That's bad.
That's a lot. That's really...
That's plenty bad.
That's plenty bad. That's not good. So,
Well, sorry.
That's... What?
Sorry, people.
Yeah, that's sorry, Georgia. I hope our friends down there at Battlebox are all right because they're in Georgia.
That's right.
So
good luck, Atlanta.
I hope you're all right, Battlebox. I really do. So anyways, this is just, you know, be ready. I mean, I don't really think of Georgia as like a tornado.
I don't either. That is really, I was like trying to figure out, you know,
plus
when
in
I saw,
January,
it's like, what kind of storm was it
in January? Does that just seems odd? Maybe it's not.
I know. I don't.
All I understand in January is feet of snow. That's all I understand. And
fetus,
freaking feet, fetus snow.
Nobody likes feet of snow. It's like the worst.
You guys see, there's feet of snow out there.
Oh man, that's disgusting.
Oh man, we get stupider and stupider every episode.
I'm getting really dumb this one. I'm sorry.
But anyways, yeah, so that's what I got. Tornadoes are bad.
Oh, feet of snow. Okay.
You see out in the front yard? What? You see the front yard? Feet of snow out there.
See all that feet of snow I got? You can scrape that feet of snow off your driveway.
I just got me a feet of snow blower.
You know, we forgot to do one thing. That one dude that called you out when you were on your vacation, you didn't...
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, we'll talk about it.
Okay, we'll talk about that.
We'll talk about it.
My mad world is just about, you know, the inauguration. Mm-hmm. Inauguration.
Trump is president. That's something we should talk about. We have a new president.
Yeah. So I'm just going to leave it at that. Trump is president now. So
period.
Shut your mouth. I'm not in any way like this gung-ho Trump supporter guy. Mm-hmm. But
I do support him, though.
He's our president now, and I do support him. That's what I was going to say.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just like, just the whole all the people in opposition and the crap, you know, get a life, get a job.
No.
Like,
I think it's okay. Look, protesting is your right. You can protest.
Right.
I mean, it's your right.
Right.
I just think, obviously, some of these protests turn into riots.
They do. And I think it's just an opportunity. And I've talked about that before.
And when it comes down to it, what are they protesting? Because Trump has not yet, I mean, he hasn't hardly done anything.
No.
Especially,
no.
I mean, he hasn't done anything yet. He just barely got into office.
Right.
He's starting to do some things. But are you protesting because he said he grabbed some girl's pussy like 20 years ago?
I'm not going to, yeah.
That's, I mean, seriously, that's what they're protesting.
I know. It's just.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that's probably not a good thing to say or do.
But yeah, just that. I'm like, it just bugs me, you know. And you're right. It is a right to do that. I mean, you have freedom to do that. But
yeah,
I'm just like, it's just more and more often. And I think that they don't even know their reasoning. You know, it's just an opportunity to raise hell.
Their person didn't win. You know,
and grow up. You know,
I agree.
I wasn't happy with the last 8 years, but.
No,
I was fine with some of this.
I didn't protest one time.
I didn't either.
I didn't go out and protest, and I didn't go
but I'm just saying,
burn
like,
a limousine.
We need to come together. We need to return the United States back. No, I'm just kidding. I'm done.
You're done?
That was a dumb, mad world. But
No, I think it's a good thing to talk about. Talk about Trump, and I mean, it's a big deal. It really is. I mean, we have a new president.
Give him a chance.
Yeah, you got to give him a chance. That's what I said the day after.
He'll dig himself in a hole, you know.
If he does, then you call him out on it. That's all you can do.
But just the media, too. I'm just like, shut up.
Like, I was such a Romney supporter in 08.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or not 08. The last time he ran. You know, it was McCain when he first won, right?
I wasn't
a huge McCain guy. But anyways, I was like, okay, Obama's the president. There's nothing I can do.
Right.
I will support him. And then 2 weeks later, I'm like, this guy's a dick.
Yeah.
You know? At that point, when he starts doing things you really don't like or things that are bad, then go ahead and.
Right.
You know, I don't know. It just drives me insane.
Like, hold your horse, keep your pants on.
Yeah. Well, I mean, take your pants off. I don't really give a crap, but.
Do it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But anyway.
Anyway. Okay. So, Cameron.
Yeah.
What are we talking about today?
We're talking about subscription boxes.
We are. We're talking about survival, tactical, prepper.
Yeah.
All that sort of subscription boxes.
Yeah.
You guys have heard us talk about them a lot.
Yep.
Because Cam and I are freaking gear junkies, basically.
We
is
are.
What we are.
And
we like the gear.
Fantastic.
We just love gear.
We get amazing stuff.
Yeah, we do.
Amazing.
We get some really good stuff. And I get maybe we should start this by talking about that experience I had this when I was on vacation with that guy on the Facebook forum thing. So,
do it.
What happened is I posted something about a subscription box. I can't remember exactly what it was on a huge online Facebook prepper group, right?
Yeah.
You having a hard time over there with that mic?
I am. I'm just, my back, my back is just kind of uncomfortable.
Is it? Oh my gosh.
Like I'm crouching down.
Maybe it's because your muscles are so large that it's hard to.
I guess so.
Anyways.
Something.
So I posted something about, I think it was about TacPack or BattleBox. I'm not 100% sure. I mean, I'm not kidding you. Not 30 seconds later, I was bombarded by these guys. They're like, oh my gosh, only an idiot would use it. I mean, subscription boxes are for lamos. Real preppers don't
use
this.
That's right. It was subscription boxes that started it, huh? I thought, So that makes sense.
That's where it started, yeah. So that's why I'm going to talk about this right now.
No, I know, but I didn't realize it was actually about subscription
boxes.
Yeah,
that's where it came from. And so, and then like, seriously, like all these guys' buddies started like instant message, private messaging me. And they were like, oh man, my buddy, he would freaking waste you in a survival situation. Seriously, like you would be dead way before him. And I'm
so
like,
stupid.
I'm like, are you kidding me? Why? I don't care.
Yeah, that is the
stupidest. I posted something about a subscription
crap.
Box. You know
like,
what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I went back and, you know.
Because we do this podcast to prove to everyone how quick, you know, everyone would die around us and how fast we would.
So stupid. Like, the reason we started this, and I did post this on our Facebook group, is because of those people. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they don't make you feel welcome if you have a little bit different approach or a little bit different view, or if you don't do something the exact way they do, or you know what I mean?
I know, yeah.
And so this is what Casual Preppers is we don't really give a crap.
No.
We'll take anybody. We just want to talk about it. We want to be friends. We want to learn from each other.
Yeah.
And
we're normal people.
We try to be. We're as normal as they come, I guess.
Yeah.
It just drives me insane.
Like, you know, it's stupid to talk about a TV show, but you know, like The Walking Dead.
Yes.
I'm like, the people are the scariest. Morons.
Yes.
Like idiots like that. You know, I'm proud of you. You can, you know.
Yeah, you can start
you can
a fire in 30 seconds.
You take your 79 Chevy that you've been prepping out forever and you know, and you and your buddy Floyd, and I hope nobody has the name Floyd, because that's cool. That's fine if you do. But, you know, they're just like, they're down in the bayou in Florida, and
I know,
we're going to outdo and outlive everyone. And
Instead of trying
to support people and help each other. And
that's why we're here.
We're not for that crap.
We just don't want anybody to feel like, you know what I mean? Oh, I can't say what I'm going to try, or I can't say what I'm going to do because these people are going to jump all over me. We don't give a crap.
Right.
We'll take anybody. We want to talk with anybody. We want everybody to listen. We don't claim to be experts.
No. And I think there's some people out there that they're incredible, and they could probably survive by themselves.
Yeah, absolutely.
Forever.
But you don't have to be a dick to everybody.
No.
That's the thing.
Share your skill.
Okay. And so
go to hell.
The reason we talk about this is we are big proponents of subscription boxes.
Yeah.
Like, they get such a bad rap in the prepper world and the survivor world.
Which is stupid.
Who gives a freaking flying crap?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You don't want to buy it, don't buy it.
Yeah.
Seriously, just calm down.
Yeah. These companies really have, I think they spend a lot of time trying to think, you know, what box is going to, you know, how is this going to really help that person?
Yeah.
Like they do, and we'll kind of explain why with some.
And there's so many different choices that if one's not for you, you can find another one.
Right.
And we're going to kind of give you the pros, the cons, the good, the bad, the ugly, everything in between about our experiences with subscription boxes, because we've gotten a lot. You know, we've been getting BattleBox straight for how long now? Year and a half or something like that.
Yeah, we have
right every month. We've got it. You know, full disclosure, we don't pay for these because we make videos and there's some other things, but we don't pay for any of them. So maybe it is a little bit different for us, but we're still going to break it down. You know, as far as cost and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
So let's get started, Cam.
So join us as survival pussies.
Yes.
And subscribe to a box today.
Yes.
The survival pussy box.
Yeah.
That's one of them.
We've said pussy way too many times in this episode.
I know, way too many. This
one's... So anyways.
So let's start with BattleBox, huh?
Sure. Let's start with BattleBox.
They are kind of, I don't know, would you say somewhat the king of...
Yeah, they are somewhat the king of
subscription
tactical
box. They really give you
boxes.
A lot.
But, I'd put TacPack up there, but TacPack is a little bit different.
I think they're a little bit more, they have their group.
Yeah.
Like their
BattleBox is a little
group.
A little wider with like all survival and tactical type stuff.
Yeah.
And prepper.
Yeah.
Prepper stuff too, so.
Yeah, yeah. BattleBox is your broad spectrum.
Yeah.
Battle.
Your broad spectrum antibiotic or something.
No, but really.
So BattleBox, so maybe we should, okay, a subscription box is basically you pay a monthly fee, and most of the time, every month, you get a box. And the reason that this is a good deal is because usually you get a good deal on the items for that money because they send out so many.
Right.
Right? So BattleBox has four different subscription levels. They have Basic, which is $24, Advanced, which is $49, Pro is $99, and Pro Plus is $149. So basically, you get the basic stuff in the basic box, and when you go to Advanced, you get everything in the basic box plus. And then when you go to Pro, you get everything in the basic and the Advanced. So it just kind of goes on. You get more and more with each one.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Okay.
So, you know, since you're subscribed to this, you're going to get different... They're kind of specified like an EMP box.
Right.
And then you get like a camping box.
BattleBox comes in missions.
And it's not, yeah, it's random.
Yeah. And you don't know what you're going to get. That's the kind of thing. It's almost like getting, seriously, like getting Christmas every month.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting.
Like, you get this box in the mail. You're like, yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
What am I going to get? What am I going to get? And yes, I understand that. I don't know if we should talk about the pros and cons yet. Do you want to, or do you want to just kind of talk about this first?
No, talk about the pros and cons.
Okay, we're just going to kind of do this all together. So
I think you just blend it in, yeah.
So there are some cons to getting a subscription box, right? You don't know what you're getting.
And you may not, yeah, and it may not apply to what you need.
Yeah, you may get, you know, you may
have 15 hatchets and get a box of hatchets.
You might just get a bunch of hatchets, right? You don't know what you're going to get, so that's kind of a con. That you don't really know what's coming next in each month, but you know you get some stuff that you wouldn't have thought of.
Right.
On the pro side,
and almost always there's at least an item or three or four that you're like, that's pretty cool. I wouldn't have thought of that.
Yeah.
Almost always.
I think every single.
Yeah, I'd say every time.
Every single box I've gotten, I've
and we've had. I mean, we've had some. So I'd say one of the bad things is, like you said, you know, you do get a lot of the items that you're kind of like, I don't really find this useful. It doesn't apply to me.
Yeah.
You can actually skip a box a month.
Yeah.
But I think you'd have to know pretty early in advance. It's kind of tricky.
It is.
But you can. It's in their facts
that
you can skip a box and then, you know, they may charge you, but then the next month they don't, and then you get the next month box.
Right, yeah.
So that's pretty sweet. And you can cancel anytime. There's no contract.
You're not held into.
And you know, if you look back and see a box you like, you will have to pay a little extra, but they do have those.
But you're still going to get a deal.
Yeah, you are. Oh, yeah.
So let's kind
of... Speaking of deals.
Do you want to talk about... You want to break down that box real quick?
Yeah.
So Cam's going to talk about the actual value you get in
based
the
on
items.
Box.
Well, based on the items, I mean, right?
This I've done it before to kind of break down the price. And
yeah,
it's a value. We'll use BattleBox Mission 23.
This is the most recent one that we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about it here in just a second.
So I took every item that was in that box, and I Google searched it, and I used, you know, knife clubs and different stores. You know, I didn't use eBay because that's bullcrap.
Yeah.
Not that eBay's bullcrap, but I mean, you don't know if you're getting a legit or a used. So I went with just genuine stores, you know, Amazon and similar. And so the price, do you want me to go over each item real quick?
Yeah, because we got to review it anyways. So let's kind of talk about each item real quick and then go with the pricing on it and all that kind of stuff.
Okay. So BattleBox Mission 23 was the knife care box. What was it called?
Yeah, knife care and maintenance.
Knife care and maintenance. So,
yes. So first off, not my favorite box.
It wasn't mine either.
This is probably, I mean, it's probably my least favorite box I've gotten from BattleBox.
I'd have to say the same.
In how many missions have we gotten? 20 almost? I mean, maybe not quite.
We started
20.
At 13.
No, we started at 8.
Oh, was it 8?
We started at 8.
Wow, yeah. So we've had a majority of their boxes.
Yeah.
So we had 15 boxes. This one was kind of weak.
Yeah, it was one of the weaker boxes, but it's still a good box.
It's got good stuff in it, yeah. But it just didn't, it wasn't exciting for me.
Yeah.
So one of the things they had was Rusty's Rags. Actually, give me the, where's the little?
It's right here.
This will be a lot clearer because I write like a 5-year-old.
There you go.
All right. So the first one was Rusty's Rags Knife Care Kit. This little rag is, it's kind of like an oil-based.
Yeah.
No, was it that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
So it has, was it sheep's? No, what is it?
I don't know. It's a rag. A sheepskin, yeah.
Yeah,
merino
sheepskin. So you got a little oil
base,
and you can kind of polish your knife all up nice and shiny.
Mm-hmm.
And it was listed at $19.95. I looked everywhere, $19.95.
That was the price.
Yep, I couldn't find any
cheaper. So on on each of their cards that come in each box, they give you a list price on all of the items. And so it breaks down each category to how much you're paying and then how much your retail is on the group, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Is what you're saying?
Yep.
Okay.
So so in the basic package, it was an $88.87 value, and you get it for $24.99.
Oh, man, $88.87?
Yeah.
That's true, man. That's insane.
Yeah, so it was pretty freaking close, honestly. So, yeah, the next thing was Century Solutions Marine Tough Cloth. So it's this, you know, this baby wipe that has, like, really, it's an oil in it.
Yeah.
Pretty
micro-bonding,
I mean,
oil-free
it's a
shield.
Lubricant. It's whatever you want.
Oh, okay. I see. Yeah. Interesting.
It actually, yeah.
For metals, knives, tools, fishing, tackle, collectibles. Okay.
So it's a pretty intense rag.
Anything with metal, basically, you can protect and lubricate and clean.
I found it for a dollar cheaper.
Did you? Okay.
A whole dollar
cheaper.
But most places you can't buy something.
What was the retail price on it?
$10.99.
Okay.
So a dollar cheaper, and plus when you buy something individual, you're going to have to pay for shipping.
Yeah.
So it's not a good deal to get it on your own.
Right.
The other one was Smith's Pocket Pal PP1, which is like a little blade sharpener, and then it has a tapered file for serrated blades, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. So it's just a nice little blade sharpener.
Yep.
Something you could throw in a bug out bag or something like that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. It was $9.99, and that was the best price I could find as well.
Was it? See? Mm-hmm. Okay. Good, good.
The other thing was the Century Solutions Tough Glide quarter ounce pin applicator. So it's like a little, it looks like a morphine, like a, it looks like some kind of drug.
It looks like a heroin needle.
It does.
Is what it looks like.
It's got oil in it. It's got a really fine needle applicator that you can put in, you know, joints or in your little, in all the small parts of your knife.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. It was $7.99 listed, and I found it for $6.99.
Okay, so.
But same
they're
thing.
Close. Okay, so you're about a buck off there.
The only thing, we never are big fans of the DVDs they throw in there.
Is that in the basic box?
That was in the basic box. So the Survival Summit Blade Care DVD, it's like an hour and a half of, I'm sure, really awesome.
I'm never going to watch it.
Me either.
Maybe we ought to give it away or something.
Could. If somebody's interested in it.
Yeah, if somebody wants this, I don't know. Let us know.
Send us a video of your knives.
Yeah, I don't know. Do something.
But it was $30, and honestly, I couldn't find that thing anywhere.
Yeah,
anywhere.
I think
I
it
even
was
went
produced
their,
by BattleBox.
I went to their site, and they didn't even, like, Survival Summit has a site with all their DVDs.
Yeah.
And it's not even
this,
on there.
This has a BattleBox logo on it, so I'm guessing they produced it just for this. So.
Must have been. $30 value, I'm guessing that's accurate, and I couldn't find it anywhere. So,
yeah,
the price... The $88 is pretty accurate. Oh, yeah, you get the Ready Man basic membership.
Right.
So it's $10 value.
Okay, so where did we end up then as far as how close were we?
You know, I totaled up everything total. So,
oh, you did, okay.
So based on that, you know, yeah, I didn't feel like doing every single one. There's only like a $2 difference, but that's not considering the shipping.
Right.
So, yeah, you get a good you get a great value for that box. Now on to the advanced one. Real quick, you get the BattleBox Blade Restore Leather Strop.
Strop.
So, looks like a gag ball.
It does look like a leather gag ball. Just put a ball right there and...
Yeah. You could have been a double.
Yeah.
So, this thing's kind of custom to BattleBox.
Yeah,
I couldn't find one, but you can find straps like this for dirt cheap.
Strops.
Strops, excuse me. This one was $30, and, you know, I found one about the same size for... what was the price? Like $8.99. No, $15.
$15. Yeah. And obviously this one has like BattleBox logo on. It's a little bit different.
It is.
So
it's a little fancier.
It's hard to tell on the at
so that one I you know, I couldn't get a if you want a strop, a nice strop for whatever. You know, you can get them from anywhere for like $12 to $15 on Amazon.
Yeah.
A knife carrying storage case, which is like really pretty cheap looking.
Yeah.
And it's nice. It has a bunch of pockets for knives. A bag like that, I actually couldn't find anything cheaper.
Couldn't you?
So $13.99 was a good value.
Yeah.
The Whetstone Honing Oil. All I found was I found like a little teeny, like just a small bottle, nothing that big for more.
Okay. So
it's
probably a
good
deal.
Huge bottle of that. What is it? 3 ounces?
This is, 3 ounces.
So it was a 350.
That would last you a while.
Yeah. Yeah. Forever.
So you use this on your Whetstone.
All over your Whetstone.
Yeah, all over. Put it all over
so that one, there really wasn't any savings. I couldn't find anything cheaper than what they put on there. Then the Pro has the Work Sharp guided sharpening system, which was probably one of the nicer things in there.
Yeah, it's really, it's actually a really nice knife sharpener.
It is.
It's
and it has
amazing.
Like a little, what's that little round thing in there? It's you can sharpen like fish hooks and things like that.
Has a ceramic rod too.
So not only can you sharpen blades, you can sharpen a lot of other things.
Yep.
Your personality could be sharpened on that.
Yeah.
That was $59.99. And the best price I found on it was $50. So $10 less.
Okay.
I think that was on Amazon. The Ready Man Premium membership, that, you know, that's 20. It's never going to change.
Yeah.
So you're getting that. The Pro Plus comes with the CRKT, the
Cricket.
Columbia River
knife tool.
Knife tool.
Cricket.
Which is a sweet knife.
It
really
is a cool
is.
Knife. I think mine might be broken, but.
Yeah. This is where
it's
the
cool.
big. So if you purchase it from their site, it's $150.
Seriously?
But if you purchase it on Amazon, it's $79.99.
Okay.
So it's not $150. But still, when I added up everything, including my discounts, but not considering shipping for every individual item.
Yeah.
You know, if you lump some stuff together on Amazon, you could probably get free shipping. But still, I priced it all out at $204.34. And the Pro Plus box is $150.
Yes, you're saving.
And the shipping's $15, I think, when you subscribe.
So
you're
still
$165.
So you're $165, and you would said two what?
This is without considering shipping, $205.
So if we say $210 at the least, right?
Yeah.
So you're saving a bunch of money.
Yeah, and you're getting a lot of things that you just don't think of. I wouldn't have thought to get myself a sharpening kit.
No, I mean, I have a sharpener, but you know what I mean? I would have
nothing
never thought
fancy
in the,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. So that tells
not
you.
Not a real exciting box.
No.
But useful.
But you can
and
see, we broke
deal.
It down and we did the research. You can't buy it for cheaper. A lot of people say, oh, I can go find that stuff for cheaper. That's the biggest thing. That's the biggest thing I get against subscription boxes. Yeah. If you go buy those individually, you can get them cheaper.
Right.
I've tried, and you tried for a couple hours.
It took me like an hour and a half to do that, which was alone not worth the cost.
No, for that 5 minutes of breakdown for all you guys. So this is what Cameron does for you.
I do.
This
sacrificed a lot of things. I didn't go to the bathroom during that.
Yeah.
I think I did it during lunch.
Yeah.
So be grateful.
He didn't eat and he didn't pee for you people.
I didn't.
Okay. So
Battle Boxes, they give you the best deal by far.
Yeah. It's a really good deal.
Good equipment.
And I don't want anybody to tell me that you can get it for cheaper, because you can't.
Yeah.
So that is a pro on that instead of a con. I mean, it's cheaper gear.
It definitely is.
And they don't usually give you crap gear in these. There are some boxes that I will talk about that sometimes give you crappy,
poop
chintzy
gear.
Poopy gear. Seriously, it's not good. So
yeah.
So, all right, cool.
Anyways, Battle Box, good job.
And that was mission 23 as
their
well.
Work.
So, or 23, 22? What was it? 20, I don't remember.
It's 23.
23. Mission 23. So, fantastic. You want to move on to Tac Pack real quick?
Do it.
So, Tac Pack. You guys all know about Tac Pack. We talk about them every single episode. They have tactical stuff. They have a lot of shooting gear, AR gear. Like, I think in the last one, we got this shooting steel for the mm-hmm. range, you know. And
they're geared a little more towards the marks, you know, the...
Yeah, the shooter.
Yep,
I mean, they do. They absolutely do.
Definitely.
But they also have lots of EDC gear, stuff like that. So we have this month's box right here. Do you want to break it down, Cam? Do you have...
Yo, break it down.
Break it down.
So honestly, I was a little bit nervous. I even texted Kobe and I was like, I don't want to break...
These are our
sponsors. I'm like, I love Tac Pack's box, but I'm like, I'm a little nervous that if it comes in cheaper, I don't want to mention it.
Yeah.
Right off the bat, they're 5'11".
So hold on, Tac Pack. Monthly box, $49.99. With our code, Casual Preppers, your first box is 10% off. Anyways, so that's what it is. It's $50 a month.
$50 a month,
yep. Okay.
So let me read all the stuff that they have in there. They have the 5'11" tactical knife.
Which is, wow, that's a cool knife.
It's an awesome knife.
I really like this knife. This is an awesome EDC knife. 5'11" too.
Perfect. They're like
even comes with like the tools and everything. Do you see that?
They are the masters of EDC.
5'11", man.
Seriously. Well, not them, but Tac Pack.
Oh,
like
yes.
they totally love EDC stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Then they have a little bottle opener.
Yes.
Which is, you know, pretty heavy duty, pretty cool. They have a Breakthrough Clean Battleborn Grease, which I read about that stuff. You can use it on like everything.
Really?
It's hardcore, yes.
This stuff here.
And that's a big tube. The only thing I could find online, even close,
this
was a syringe.
Ounces. Oh, really?
Like way less amount.
Yeah, this is 4 ounces.
And it was $13
Holy for the crap. Syringe. Are you kidding me?
So they gave you this huge, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It is crazy. It's like a vacuum.
This is my favorite. This is my favorite.
Yeah, that thing's awesome. The Lighter Bro Stealth. It's like an... This is like your ultimate EDC.
It's a lighter case that has two screwdrivers, scissors, bottle opener, key ring, a knife, a poker, and that's it.
Yeah.
It's pretty freaking awesome. So you can keep a lighter on your key ring if you wanted. And it, plus, it's like a little multi-tool for your lighter, basically.
Yeah. Yep.
Freaking cool.
Yeah. So that's... Oh, and then they had the barrel floss.
Yeah, the barrel floss. Yep.
So you get all that stuff in a $50 box.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, I'm gonna search for that. First thing I searched for was the tactical knife.
Yes.
And right off, like on Amazon, the knife's $50.
Are you kidding me?
And when I went to their site, to 5-Eleven site,
uh-huh,
it was $40 on sale right now.
Wow.
So right away.
So $40 was the best price you could find.
That was the best. Yeah. Okay. So right away, all that other stuff that you
and you'd
get
have
for
to get it shipped.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
So all the stuff after that knife is
free.
Free. It is.
Yeah.
The little bottle opener, I had a hard time finding, but $13 was the cheapest. Doesn't matter now.
No, it doesn't matter. Already,
and then the cleaning stuff, like I said, I could find a syringe of it for like $13 plus shipping.
So that would be like $25
yeah,
for that much.
So their estimated cost of basically $105,
uh-huh,
completely accurate.
It was right on.
So you get all that for free. You get a sweet knife. Uh-huh. And then you get a bunch of EDC stuff.
And so
free.
This is why I love subscription boxes, because yes,
do.
I don't get to choose what I want, but look at the value I'm getting.
I don't know
all this
what,
gear.
I don't know who they're sleeping with or
I don't know how they're doing it, man.
What they're doing
Tac
to
Pack.
Those men or women.
Bravo, Tac Pack.
Yeah,
bravo.
Seriously.
Man.
Awesome.
That's
your knife,
fantastic.
You're sending us a sweet knife for $50 and giving us a bunch
yeah.
of crap for free.
Plus, we're giving you
Not
10%
crap.
Off your first box.
Yeah.
Casual preppers at
so
checkout.
So if you want a sweet knife for $45
yeah.
with a bunch of gifts with it,
yeah.
boom.
Do
done.
It. Yeah.
And then they'll ship it right to you.
Yep. Uh-huh. Fantastic.
I think they offer free shipping too.
Yeah, they might.
I don't
I'd have
that,
to look.
I'm pretty sure that their shipping's free.
Yeah.
So awesome. Great job,
yeah.
Tac Pack.
Very good.
We love you.
Do you want to move on to go through a few of these other ones?
Yeah,
really quick?
Don't worry. We won't bore you with all the other items.
Yeah.
In there.
Those are just sort
this
of
is just...
the two we wanted to break down just to show you the value you're getting when you're getting these subscription boxes. And we're not here to try and sell these to you.
No.
I mean, obviously, we want to sell you Tac Pack
yeah.
because they are our sponsor and they're fantastic. But we just want to show you as a prepper, as a survivalist, what these can do for you,
yep.
right?
If you don't want to waste an hour and a half of your life.
Yeah, looking for all this junk. You know,
and you don't know exactly what you want.
Yeah.
Boom.
Especially starting out, I think subscription
oh,
boxes
yeah.
are awesome.
I totally agree.
Because a lot of times I'll get some stuff and I'm like, oh crap, I've never used one of those. Okay, now I have to learn how to use it. You
how
know
to
what I mean?
Open a box?
Well,
how do I?
Yeah,
what?
No, but like, you know, we'll get gear like... I'm trying to think of something we've gotten.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Learning the skill of how to use
it. Yeah,
a certain
like
item.
We had the navigation box that one time, and
yeah.
there was some navigation
right.
stuff I'd never really used. So it gave me an opportunity to say, okay, I got it. Let's go learn how to use it. So now you can go to learn
That's
how to use
true.
It and you look into it. You know what I mean?
We do those videos, and I'm like, I better know what I'm doing.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know if you've seen our battle
I'm
box
just
videos.
Alone.
But we do basically like a short film almost for every mission. And we've been doing it since mission 8. So basically what we do is we go out in the real world basically and
we
show
apply those.
Yeah, we use it. We show Cameron using it, most of the items. Sometimes we don't get to all of them, but
yeah.
We try and do it. So if you want to check those out, you can see them at our, well, we have some of them on our website.
We do, yeah.
But they're done under our other little side project called Basement Nation Outdoors, so you can go see it there on YouTube. Anyways, we want to show you a bunch of other subscription box options that are out there that you can go check out that are pretty cool. So Never Enough Tactical is another one that we've actually gotten before, and we've reviewed on the podcast before, and mm-hmm. these guys are awesome. They have really cool tactical gear.
It's never enough.
It's never enough, I tell you. So they have a basic box and an advanced box. Basic is $51. Advanced is $103 or $104. So they have a lot of survival EDC gear. The stuff that we got in the box that we got was really good. We actually got some really nice. We got like a Kershaw knife and
mm-hmm.
some stuff. So I think they're actually a really good option.
Yeah, that
option.
Was hard to
I would,
separate out.
Yeah, I'd very much recommend them. They're really good. So the other one is a Paca box. I've never used them.
Yeah,
I've
we
never
haven't
seen
gotten
We've
stuff.
Never gotten one. They are actually bi-monthly, so you get one every other month.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So they're sort of more bushcraft
oh,
and
cool.
survival-oriented. So they have a $50 box. So you get that every other month with like $11 in shipping. So I really don't know much about it, but I know it's been somewhat popular. Okay. I'm going to go back to survival boxes because we got some stuff to talk about with them. Alpha Outpost and Prepper Gearbox. We've gotten both of these and they've actually combined. They've actually, I think Alpha Outpost bought them out or something.
Oh, really?
I'm not exactly sure, but they're together now.
Oh.
So what Alpha Outpost is, how would you explain what these guys have? They have a lot of similar stuff. They do sort of like missions to like BattleBox does, themed boxes.
Yeah, they did.
We've gotten maybe three of their boxes or something. There was a medical one, which is actually probably my favorite.
That one was cool.
Yeah, we got some really good medical gear.
And it was good stuff, yeah.
Yeah, it was. The other ones I wasn't quite as impressed with. We got the Patriot box.
Oh, yeah.
What they like to do is send out, like, we got, like, a little bottle, like a Nalgene-type bottle, you know, like a water bottle with Alpha Outpost on it. We got a hat that was branded Alpha Outpost and, like, a lighter or something. I don't recommend Alpha Outpost as much if you're looking for more useful type survival prepper gear.
Yeah.
Because I feel like they send out a lot of sort of filler.
Yeah, they kind
of
do.
I don't know, but that's kind of what I get. They're only $40 a month, though.
The guys were freaking cool, though.
They're really cool. No, there's no
like
doubt.
We exchanged some emails, and they were awesome.
Yeah, we made one video for them.
That's right, we did.
We did. But, they're, you know, good stuff. But I probably would go with the other ones before them. That's just my opinion.
So there's a lot of boxes out there that you can customize. I mean, you can kind of get a sense of most of them have their old boxes on there.
Yeah, you can kind of see what
get
they
a
are.
Sense of okay, this actually would fit kind of the things I need that I don't really want.
Yeah, exactly.
Search for.
And there's a couple more I'm going to go through them really fast. There's the SHTF Club. They're like $20. Sofrep Crate Club. They're $30. Spec Ops Global. They send you like military and police.
That's crazy.
Gear.
I was going to look more into that.
I'm not 100% sure what you get with those, but they have three types of boxes, $49.99, $139. There's a survivalist box for $40, a knife crate that has a bunch of different stuff. So, and there's a few more out there, but those are the kind of the basics, the main ones that everybody uses.
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
Anyways, I want to stop real quick and talk about the 3%er, Cameron. Is that okay?
Do it.
The 3%ers are all diehard American patriots who craft pro-gun, patriotic, and American Revolution-related apparel. They are extremely passionate about what they do, and everything is made to order in-house. Go to the3%er.com and get the best gear for any Second Amendment America-loving patriot. That's the3%er.com, and go give them a follow on Instagram. Use our code, CASUALPREPPERS, and you're going to get 10% off. We just recently got some new shirts from them.
Oh,
my gosh. I like the material. Get the modern fit because the modern fit is awesome. You have to make sure you click on modern fit because they have two different. The modern fit is what I like.
I do too.
Yeah. They are so freaking cool. Seriously. Yeah. So freaking cool. I looked like a badass the other day at my daughter's soccer game.
She did.
I looked so good. No joke.
No, they do have awesome stuff.
Yeah, good stuff. 3%er.
I want all their shirts. I want them to send everything to me.
Hey, if you're listening, to 3%, just send us one of everything. All right?
Yeah.
Please. All right. What do you want to go on to next, Cameron?
Survival.
Okay.
Survival box.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Survival boxes. So, survival boxes. Recently, they sent us... Okay. Let's start from the beginning. Survival boxes, they have three different types of boxes. They have the Alpha... They have the gear only, and they have the beta. Is that what the other one is?
Yeah.
Bravo.
I thought that was a pretty cool way of having your boxes set up.
So the Alpha, Bravo, and gear only. So do you want to look at this, Cameron?
Boom.
This is kind of hard. So it's kind of cool about what they do. So the Alpha is this one has both, right? Yeah. So the Alpha, you get food storage. Long-term, like 25-year shelf life stuff, plus you get survival gear and medical gear and all that kind of stuff. So what they sent us is their welcome boxes. You want to tell us what's in these, Cam, real quick?
Yeah. So there's the welcome box, the Alpha box?
They all have welcome boxes for each one.
Oh, they do?
Yes.
For each
box.
Speaking
yes.
of welcome boxes, BattleBox does that too.
They do,
the
yes.
The first
you
time
get a
you subscribe,
box.
You will get their welcome box.
That's
as
right.
your first box. Mm-hmm.
So what do we have here? The Alpha?
So the Alpha one,
it's $40.
There's a ton of stuff. I mean, there's some duplicate stuff. So
okay.
you get two storage meals. 25-year storage life.
Yeah.
That's so sweet.
I don't know. How many servings are those things? Did they say? They're kind of the regular.
Negative one
serving. Negative 2 calories.
That's a good question.
I don't know. They're just kind of the smaller type.
It
how many ounces?
Like probably two.
Six
servings.
Ounces?
No, it says servings per container, four.
Four servings. 25-year shelf life.
Pretty awesome. I liked having the gear and the food because we really don't get that much food from everybody else. BattleBox occasionally will throw some things in there, but for the most part, you're on your own with food.
Yeah, exactly.
You get a tactical flashlight, and then you get some water pouches, survival knife. You even get batteries for your freaking flashlight.
I know that. I thought that was kind of cool. They actually sent the batteries.
Yeah, that is really nice. Paracord, 30 feet, which is awesome. You get matches in a match holder. They're waterproof matches. Reflective blanket. I mean, this is like a list, you know, that like your local church would be like, you need to get this ready for your next.
Like, seriously, like it's almost like they went onto FEMA
on
their website and just made a box for you.
They did.
Seriously.
So, yeah, this box is like, boom, you pick it up and you put that box at the top of your storage shelf.
Yeah.
Because it just has everything ready.
Has
equipment in there. The other thing that's cool is they send in their box. This comes with each box, you said?
I think they give you a new printout? I think you get a printout. The welcome box comes with the actual, like...
The binder.
The little binder for you. It has survival boxes on the front. It's actually pretty cool.
And then what is that first card?
And this is survival knowledge card. So this one has, like, campsite selection for backpackers.
Die.
Yeah. Survival tip number one, no dying. seed starting tips. So that's what this one has. Campsite selection for backpackers and seed starting tips.
It says right there, four servings.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Cameron.
So, yeah, you get food. You get some EDC stuff. You get paracord, reflective blanket, matches. You get a ferro rod. You got Insta-Fire cooking, you know, the little...
And that stuff is awesome.
It is.
We've used that before several times.
A survival candle, first aid kit, the binder we just talked about, and then the knowledge card that's in there.
Yeah.
So it's $76 value, which is that exactly what it is? Or
that's, I don't know. It shows you the value and what you pay right there, doesn't it?
Oh, you get non-GMO heirloom seeds. I forgot.
Oh, yeah. There's a little package of,
I think we got tomato seeds. That is such a sweet setup.
This is something I really hope we can get some more of these boxes to tell you guys about because.
Me too.
I'm really excited about survival boxes.
Even for a gift.
Oh,
that
gosh.
Is an amazing gift.
Yeah.
For Christmas, I'd be stoked about that. You've got all of your little, you know.
Yeah. So what is this says the value? Does it say how much the box is?
It says 71.
Right. So the box is $71 and your value is 76.
Yeah.
So we'd have to go through and obviously figure out if it's better
or
worse.
But it comes to that time thing for me.
Exactly.
I'm
not patient to go through Amazon for like 3 hours to find all this stuff.
Nope.
And everything in this box is useful. I don't care what anyone says. Every single thing in this box is useful.
True.
So
even that card you can burn. Even the box you can burn or make a house out of it.
Yeah. So let's look at their gear only box really quick, Cameron.
Okay. Why don't you go ahead and read it?
Want me to read it?
Yeah,
okay. So the gear only box obviously is just gear. There's no food in this one.
This is a little cheaper, right?
No.
Is it a 30?
No, I don't.
Or is the gear one the more expensive?
I don't know. I think actually the gear one's more expensive. Let me take a look. The gear one, yeah, it's $89.99.
Okay.
But you get a ton. This box is worth, the value is $131.
Wow.
So. I'm wrong.
So
that last box was the Alpha.
The
Alpha box is $40.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a sweet deal then.
So, no, you're getting a great deal. Their little card there looked a little weird.
It did.
It was hard to tell what was going on there. So the gear only box has, you get the Ultimate Survival Guide Handbook, which is awesome. I love getting literature in these.
Mm-hmm.
And like almost every other box we get, especially with BattleBox, we get some sort of a handbook of some sort. And this one's cool, the Ultimate Survival Guide. We get the SOG Traction Folding Knife, a SOG Mac V tool. And I love SOG gear. All SOG gear is freaking awesome.
It is.
550 paracord, 30 feet. An LED flashlight lantern. That's the thing you were looking at.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. The Live Fire Survival Kit. Now, the Live Fire, if you've never used one of those, I suggest to go get one because it is one of the best fire starting tools I've ever used.
It really is.
Seriously, it's amazing. We use it we got in a BattleBox, the fire kit. Go check out our video and see how fast that thing starts with a spark. It's amazing. Live Fire. And those things are only like $12, so go get one. The Tactical Molly Rucksack. So that's like a backpack right here, Cam. Did you see the backpack?
I did.
Yeah, so that thing's cool. Instafire, again, that's the same fire starter. Tactical flashlight, batteries for it, your Molly carabiner strap, the UST Jetstream emergency whistle.
Side bag.
Emergency whistle.
Oh, man.
I know. Everybody needs five or six of those. And then the P-38 military can opener tool. Those are always good to have around to open up your can.
Yeah, so it's like
goods.
Stuff you...
An emergency candle.
Like, oh, I forgot about that, you know.
I know, yeah.
Stuff that I would feel like I would have forgotten about this in my kit. Because I don't inventory because I'm an idiot.
Oh, man. It's hard to get this stuff.
You're doing great, though.
Throw your back out. I thought maybe you would kind of keep the podcast going while I was grabbing that, but whatever. Instead of like,
I was watching your back.
You're doing great.
You need to arch a little
well
bit.
Done.
So the Bravo box is more your food storage?
Yes. So the Bravo box basically just sends you 25-year shelf life food storage.
Okay.
And it's $36.
Okay. So you get a variety of different flavored foods, and they're 4 servings apiece. So right away you get 16 servings in the Wise Food 25-year ones.
Uh-huh.
And then you get little Mountain House ones. You know, they're 2.5 servings.
They did put in the pre-cooked scrambled eggs with ham and peppers, and I'm giving
Kobe's
that to Cam because that is the worst thing I've ever eaten in my entire life.
I want that biscuits and gravy. That one's delicious.
I don't care. You're getting this one.
I don't want that one. I will die before I eat that one.
In my opinion, the Mountain House scrambled eggs is the worst thing you could possibly put in your body. Do not eat it. I don't care what anyone
it's
says.
It's a good trade item
yeah,
for
a
group
trade
that's
item.
Not skilled.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then you get a 2,400-calorie storable food ration.
Yeah, so that's
real big emergency bar.
Those are awesome for bug out bags.
Mm-hmm.
I think those things last like 5 years. I think they have a 5-year shelf life. I'm not 100% sure.
It's just an MRE. It's just a really
really cool stuff for bug out bags, and it comes in like the breakable pieces.
Yeah. So 5-year shelf life. Yep.
Yeah, 5-year shelf life. So
those
things are
all
awesome.
Food.
I am really impressed with what they're doing so far, and
I am too.
I hope that we can get some more so we can bring some more of this to you guys. Because that's what we're here for. We're here to give you guys this info so you don't have to sift through all of these different subscription boxes like, oh, crap, which one do I use? Which
right.
one's the best?
Right.
Which one has gear I can actually use, you know?
Yeah.
That's why we're here.
So, yeah.
So that's what we have today for subscription boxes.
And I hope that was not just crazy and really boring. But seriously, I mean...
We've been wanting to talk about this for a while.
You don't have to watch a long video of one box.
Yeah.
It's just like we covered a lot of boxes.
Oh, man. Unboxing videos drive me nuts.
Yeah, you should watch some of those that have like a million views and they're terribly boring.
Oh my gosh, I don't know why people watch them.
I don't either.
I don't get it.
I don't either.
That's kind of why we started doing what we do with BattleBox.
Yeah, we just show it in
because
action.
We watched so many of those videos and we're like, this is the most boring, mundane garbage we've ever watched in our life.
It really is.
And
I don't get it.
Yeah,
I don't get it.
So that's why we do what we do there, make it a little bit different. But Cameron.
Oh, yeah, yes.
Cameron.
It's time for the quick and dirty medical tip.
All right, for the best part of your show.
And now for the best part of the podcast.
For all of you that have skipped right to this.
Cam's getting, I don't know, this is sort of like getting to his head. Somebody told him that the quick and dirty medical tip was his favorite thing. Or no, it was somebody's
like
girlfriend.
Person.
And he's now like, oh my gosh, I'm such a badass. Oh my gosh.
All right, I know that these tips are pretty amazing.
Actually, you know what? Before we do this, can we talk about Elite Survivor real quick?
Oh, I thought, okay.
I know. Yeah. I did this wrong, and that was my fault. I'm so sorry. Do you want to read this for me, Cameron?
You really messed it up.
Did I? I know. I did mess it up, but I want to talk about Elite Survivor before we go any further.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
Okay. Well, yeah. So Elite Survivor, they're your premier veteran-owned and operated source of survival, prepper, bushcraft, EDC, and outdoor gear. They have just tons of stuff.
Tons.
Get yourself prepared and save 15% off your first order with code casual preppers.
Yeah, 15% off.
So, I mean, seriously, they have tons.
And like
tons
I said,
of EDC.
If
stuff.
You're that person that likes to go and, you know, you hate this subscription box idea, you want to go buy stuff individually, this is where you go.
Yeah.
Go to Elite Survivor.
Yep.
You know
their
what
site's
I mean?
Really clean and they, I mean,
yeah, I do like their site.
I do too.
I do.
Really well done.
Yeah.
Easy to find just really small little things that you need in your bug out bag, you know,
yep.
or whatever you want it for. We have a few little things here that we wanted to talk to you about that they gave us.
Yeah, so this thing I think is a cool idea, and everybody's kind of seen these before, but they sent...
So there's always those little ready man, like, hooks and stuff like this. This is a knife.
Have you ever? So this is the credit card knife, and this is the folding black tactical card knife, easy everyday carry. So you can get this on their website. Guess how much this thing is, Cam?
I don't know.
$6.
Like, is it
six
really?
Bucks.
Wow.
$6.
I would have said like 15.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm saying this is a really good deal. Have you seen how these work? So what? It looks like a credit card, but then you fold it out, and it
and
ends
your
up.
Handle?
Yeah, and this ends up being your handle. It's kind of cool. So you can always.
That is pretty cool. And it is. That's literally the size of the
card. And it clips together just like that.
Wow.
That's cool, huh?
That is pretty awesome.
So you can get this for $6. If you use our code, they almost basically give it to you for free.
Yeah, why wouldn't? Yeah, no kidding.
And so they're it's so lightweight because the handle part's kind of plastic. And so you can throw it in your wallet or you can throw it in like an everyday carry
it's pretty
bag.
Genius. I've never seen one like that.
Yeah, I really, really like this item. I think it's. An awesome EDC item because, you know, maybe you get caught somewhere without your knife or maybe you need an extra one for some friggin' reason. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Anyways, go check it out, the folding everyday carry knife at elitesurvivor.com. Yeah. Use our code CASUALPREPPERS and you'll get this freaking awesome little knife.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, their prices are really good.
You can't beat their prices.
No, you can't. I don't know where they get it.
Yeah.
I don't know who he has working in his basement to design the... But yeah, great stuff.
Yep.
So Elite Survival. Awesome.
Survivor.
Sorry. Sorry. I had a brain fart there.
Yeah, that's okay.
So
back to
now
the quick
on
and dirty.
To the most important part.
Do
again,
I need to play the thing again? Or
I need
you
to interrupt me again is what I need.
Do you need me to play the thing again or are you good?
No, I'm good.
Here.
It's time for the quick and dirty medical tip.
Is that good?
Yeah. Okay. They're going to skip to that,
huh?
The first part.
Yeah.
Because that's all they're going to want is the medical tip.
Yeah.
So when they first skip to it, they're going to be like, yeah, yeah, yeah. What the?
Hey, shut up.
It's time for the quick and dirty medical tip.
Okay. Hey, Cam.
okay, just go. So, I want to talk to you about sutures.
Suture.
I can't explain to you how to actually do how to suture. It's too confusing. You need to see videos. You need to watch it. So,
okay.
I'm gonna link on our website with our medical tip. The Duke University. They have an awesome suture video that I watch.
They have a pretty good basketball team.
They do. But yeah, so I'll link to that video, how to do sutures. But what I wanted to talk about is when, you know, right before you suture somebody and, you know, when you want to put suture in your, you know, your bug out bag or in your storage, there's a lot of options.
Yeah.
I
looked the other day and I'm like, holy.
There's a ton. There's a
ton. What do you do?
So, first of all, I want to tell you what to buy. So there's all kinds of different. There's chromic gut. There's no
chromic gut.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then there's Vicryl. These are all absorbable sutures. There's no reason you should have absorbable sutures in a. You know, you're not going to be a surgeon.
It's the kind you don't have to take out.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So really, in an emergency situation, you're going to just do simple interrupted sutures.
Okay.
You know, just a train track looking.
Okay.
You know, that's what everybody does, and that's all you really need to know.
Okay.
Because if you're having to close deep fascia, the person, you're screwed.
Yeah.
So don't even bother. Don't make sure it's not absorbable suture because those are pointless for you.
Unless you're like an EMT or like
exactly.
somebody
if
like
you
that.
You are really skilled and can do a buried running suture, things like that. But I'm just saying.
Don't do it.
Don't get that
stuff. You don't need to mess with it.
And they have different size, you know, and strength. So 4-0, 3-0, 5-0. So 5 and 6, 7-0, those are like facial sutures. They're really fine, so they leave less scarring.
Oh, okay.
What you want to get is like 3-0, 4-0, because that's going to be what we use on, you know, your legs, your arms, your back, torso. It's just, it's thick suture. It's not massive. It's easier to actually sew with.
Yeah.
So 3-0, 4-0, that's what you want.
How much should you get? Like, I don't even know. Like, do they just come in packs?
You can get 6 on Amazon for like $12, you can get 6 packets.
So each packet is good for like one?
Yeah. Okay. And so you get the needle, and the needle, you know, it's the suture's already tied to it.
Oh,
everything.
It's already tight.
So
oh,
it's already
nice.
Ready to go. So
you
six,
just pull
six
it out
sutures.
And go.
You just pull it right out.
Whip it out and go.
So get 4-0 or 5-0, and you want to get nylon or proline. These are non-absorbable ones you have to take out.
Yeah.
But they have like multifilament and then monofilament.
Mm-hmm.
So the actual thread is... It's either like threaded or it's just a solid piece.
Oh, okay.
The threaded ones are easier to use, but they don't pull through the skin very easily. You know,
oh,
it makes
really?
Sense. There's more drag.
Yeah.
So my favorite, I always in clinic, I always do proline. So
proline.
And proline's, I mean, nylon and proline are the two that I use the most.
Okay.
Just because they go through the skin real easily, and you know they're really strong.
Yeah.
You have to take them out. So yeah, get your 4050 and get it proline or nylon, and these can be used everywhere on the body.
Okay.
You know, even they're a little bit bigger on the face, but who cares when you're bleeding out?
Yeah.
I mean, your face, you got to be gouging your
face. In the apocalypse, you're not going to care.
Right.
Scars are going to make you look awesome.
Right. The other tools that you want to get are forceps, you know, aka tweezers.
Yes.
And the Addison ones, they have little fine teeth on them, and it makes it way easier to grab the needle.
Oh, okay.
So you got your, you know, just regular tweezers. It's the needle slips through.
Uh-huh.
The Addison ones have like, they look like little teeth.
And
it holds the needle way better.
Cool.
So a needle driver and forceps that are Addison forceps.
Addison.
So you can hold the skin better with the Addison ones too. So now when you get somebody that has a big laceration, first thing you want to do, you know, is irrigate the bejeezers out of it.
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah. Small ones, you know, 100, 200 cc's. You don't use like antiseptics. Don't use, you know, hydrogen peroxide, alcohol. That's going to make healing a lot slower.
Just use
alcohol's
water.
Alcohol's not bad. But
water or saline?
But when you're irrigating it, yeah, just saline.
Okay.
Just sterile water. Control the bleeding because, you know, if you got a lot of blood in the wound, it's a culture. It's a culture medium. That's where all your bacteria is going to grow on.
Oh,
so you
okay.
want to clean it out as good as you can. And then if you have devitalized tissue that's all like jagged and nasty, clean it up. Just cut it off.
Oh, gosh.
I know.
Come on, man.
I know. So clean up the wound, and then it helps you to approximate the edges of the skin when you suture. So, yeah, irrigate it really good. Control the bleeding. And then when you're suturing, you, like beginners, when they suture, you're tying it way too tight. So the skin blanches, so it turns white.
Yeah.
Like you're killing the skin.
So don't do that.
So you really just a nice kind of loose suture just to keep the edges together. You don't need to get like, you know, like you're tying a knot.
Yeah.
Like you really want to be careful with the skin because the more you kill, the more it's going to heal pretty bad. And then, like I said, just look up videos on suturing. It's not that complicated. It's a lot harder than it looks, but you can practice on foam. You can practice on pig's feet.
That's what I did.
And it's to get a simple interrupted suture, it's really not too bad.
I think it's one of those things that everybody should have a basic general
knowledge.
At least
print out.
Yeah, have something there.
At least
to do
have
it.
A little printout.
Because you could wing it if you had to, I think.
Yeah, yeah. So just summary, I would get nylon or proline suture.
Is it just best to just hop on Amazon or something?
Yeah,
to get
Amazon
this stuff?
Has it like readily available. It's cheap. So just go on there. Oh, I guess I didn't say on the needles, you want to get the cutting needles. It says reverse or regular conventional cutting. So the needle actually has a bevel on it. Mm-hmm. So it cuts through the skin better.
Yeah.
What's the other suture that it's not cutting, it's tapered.
Okay.
So that's for like sewing intestines and crap together.
Oh,
it does not go through the skin very
well. Don't attempt sewing intestines together.
When you go on Amazon to order your sutures, make sure it's 4-0 or 3-0, and then nylon or proline.
Okay.
And then it's a cutting needle, either reverse cutting or conventional. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
They just go through the skin easier. And then pick up some needle drivers and forceps. The forceps should be Addison forceps.
Addison forceps.
And then I'll post to how long sutures should stay in. So
cool.
For face, 3 to 4 days, scalp, 5 days. So the blood supply in the head's way better. So the sutures don't need to stay in very long. Your trunk and arms, 7 to 10 days. And then your feet are actually 10 to 14 because there's a lot of tension down there.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I'll put all that online.
I like that.
Yeah.
Get that up.
Because it's hard. I mean, even when I started practicing, I'm like, what suture do I grab? Because there's just tons. And yeah, I researched this all for you guys.
Man, you're so good.
I know.
I can't even begin
to
tell
you. I want
to keep
this the most important part of the podcast. So
freaking his head is huge. I want everybody to send him a message saying, hey, Cam, this is my favorite part.
I found this pretty useful.
No, this is really good stuff. I mean, because I mean, how light is a pack of suture that you just throw in your bug out bag, or you can throw it in your med kit somewhere? Yeah. You know what I mean? It doesn't make sense not to have it.
Because I can see somebody, you know, ordering some absorbable and being like, I mean, it'll work, but it's just, it's going to dissolve and not help.
Yeah.
That wound's going to open right back up.
So. Yeah.
Anyways, hope that helps you.
Fantastic. I love it.
Fantastical.
I love it. All right. Well, I think that's it today, Cameron.
Yeah.
I hope we didn't bore you too much with this
episode. I
really
hope we didn't bore you that much.
You know, it's...
I hope you make the right choice and...
Don't unsubscribe. Come on.
Yeah, please. We seriously, we love hearing from you guys, too.
Yeah, please keep sending us messages.
That's awesome.
And come follow us on Facebook. Come join our Facebook group. Get in on the conversation. Because we're having lots of conversations on there.
I need to get on there in conversation.
You do.
I need to converse with you guys.
You won't. You won't, though, Cameron. You won't.
I won't.
Keep sending him messages. Goad him into getting a Facebook account.
I have one. It's just deactivated.
What? No, just get it back. What's the matter?
I'm like,
just
Ron
get on
Swanson.
And talk with you.
I'm like,
that's what you are.
I don't want people to know who I am. Yeah. I don't want them to know what I'm
You're
doing.
You're off grid, but you do a podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly what's going on.
Who says my name's Cam?
I do, but it could be wrong.
Yeah.
So, anyways, yeah, come see us. And anything else you want to say, Cameron?
I don't.
You don't? All right. We'll see you next time.